MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Today, let's look at a physical problem. It's not exactly an illness or a disease, but it is something for which medical professionals really have no answer to the question, what is the cause of this problem? IBS is the shorthand form used to refer to it, which happens to stand for irritable bowel syndrome. Even though the cause isn't known, IBS is very common. About 1 out of every 5 people in Canada has IBS, and 1 out of 6 people in the USA. In Canada, it's the second most frequent cause for lost days at work or school. It is second only to the common cold. Similar numbers could be listed for other countries. And the symptoms and effects of IBS are well documented. Well, yes, they are well documented. However, even so, symptoms of IBS can show up in various forms. They can include pain in the abdomen and cramps. These may happen every now and then with quiet times in between, or they can make themselves known as a continuous dull aching sensation. Diarrhea is a common symptom, but so is constipation. Or it can be a combination of the two of them, with sometimes one or the other. Another possible symptom is almost constant gas, excessive gas, or as it is known in some countries, wind. Bloating is common with IBS. If there is a fever at these times or blood in the stool, then see your doctor, as these are not symptoms of IBS and may be indications of some other medical problem. IBS is not the same as inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, which includes such things as Crohn's disease and colitis. Having IBS can be very challenging to a normal lifestyle. There's the pain and cramping to bring discomfort. Then there are those urgent trips to the toilet. That can interfere with normal home activities and also dramatically interfere with work productivity. The bloating, gas, and sudden trips out of the room can be embarrassing. Sometimes IBS symptoms can seem to get worse for a while, for a few weeks, or for a month, and then become less noticeable for a while. But then after a time, they return. For other people, the symptoms may be a constant factor in their lives. There is no actual test for irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, so if you consult your doctor about your problems, he or she will probably want to rule out other possible causes of your symptoms, such as lactose intolerance, celiac disease, spelt C-O-E-L-I-A-C in the UK, and spelt C-E-L-I-A-C in North America. Or the symptoms could indicate a chronic gut infection such as Giardia, which is fairly common for travelers, which would also have to be ruled out before diagnosing IBS. In IBS, the structure of the bowel is normal, but the functions are not normal. IBS does not damage your health, but it can affect your quality of life should you be unfortunate enough to be afflicted by it. About half the people who have IBS can look back at a stressful event in their lives and mark that as the time when it started. Symptoms often also seem to become worse during stressful times or traumatic experiences. Other factors that could affect it could be genetic. Diet has been noted to have an effect for some people, and some have found that environment also has some effect. But for many people, there does not seem to be any special cause. Unfortunately, there does not appear to be any cure for irritable bowel syndrome, but there are many ways to manage or control the symptoms. Stress seems to be a common trigger, so finding ways to reduce your stress could be helpful. Try to take some time out of your schedule to relax. Be sure you get enough sleep every night, and don't forget exercise. If you have IBS, it might be a good idea to look back at your diet, those foods you eat or don't eat, and see if there is something there that could help to reduce your symptoms. For example, you could try avoiding dairy products for 3 or 4 weeks. Or another time, you could try leaving bread or gluten out of your diet for 3 or 4 weeks. Do either of those tests make a difference? Sensitivity to certain foods or intolerance of certain foods are a rare cause of IBS. However, large meals and foods that are rich in fat have been known to trigger symptoms. Also, vegetables such as cabbage, cauliflower, and beans. Some people have found that foods that contain a large amount of gluten can cause IBS symptoms to appear. Those would be foods like bread or pasta. On the other hand, there is some evidence that foods containing soluble fiber can help to actually relieve the symptoms. Foods that contain soluble fiber would include such things as oatmeal and fruit pectins. Prunes and pears might be good for you, but should be eaten in small amounts, especially at first. Keep a food diary. Mark down what you eat and when, and also mark down your symptoms. Over time, you can work out a diet that works for you. But remember, diet does not always make a difference. Drink plenty of water or herbal teas, but watch out for coffee and regular or green tea. Anything containing caffeine can seem to make things worse for some people. But not for everyone. A laxative may help if one of your symptoms happens to be constipation, but start with a low dose and drink plenty of water. There is also some interest in the use of probiotics in the form of yogurt to help manage some of the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. If you try this, you may have to use it for 4 weeks or more to see if it makes a difference for you. Abdominal pain can be most annoying, so something to relieve that pain would be nice. Some people find that peppermint oil capsules are helpful, but you may need to take them for 2 weeks to see if they actually help you. Mebeverine is a medication which can help to reduce the spasms in your abdomen, which are causing you pain. Generally, this is given by prescription and likely is not available as an over-the-counter purchase. Some of the trade names for this are listed at the end of the accompanying script or transcript. Another medication called Buscopan can help some people. If you are in an international situation on your assignment, traveling to another country soon, there are some things you should keep in mind if you know you have IBS. First, make sure you have supplies of your usual medications with you, even fiber supplements. You may not be able to buy these locally wherever you may be. Second, keep your meals as regular as possible. You will be facing some new foods. You don't have to necessarily avoid them, but try the new foods one at a time to see if they have any effect on you. Third, try to keep completely clean with your food and water supplies. This is very important for your health. If you pick up traveler's diarrhea, this may make your IBS symptoms worse. Fourth, if you're traveling, make sure you know where to find toilets on your trip and at your destination. If, for example, you're on a bus trip, learn how often the bus stops for a rest stop. Also, you might prefer to find a seat near the front of the bus to make a quick exit easier. Fifth, learn the right words and expressions in the local language, wherever you're going, for toilet facilities. Also, learn the correct words and names for food preferences. Sixth, you might, if you have IBS, want to take some anti-diarrhea medicine before you begin your trip, but be careful. Be sure how well you can tolerate such medication, as sometimes this can cause constipation for some people. We hope you don't have or you don't get IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, but if you do, we hope some of these hints will be of some help to make your life a little easier for you. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.